and do something about it.
I think that's the answer.
But that wasn't the answer. That wasn't the answer that I was thinking of, but that's what would be the answer. Dr. Ken?
Well, the first thing I'm trying to say is that's not the answer to this question, right?
I'm saying that the combination of those two, it's a well-reasoned answer. Those two make up or bring one to the stage of Shraddha. Intrinsic and Agyata Sukriti. Those two go together. I'll do it again. Should I do it again? Agyata Sukriti. You know what that is. Unknowing devotional. Unknowing devotional service or meritorious activity. Sukriti. Those that intrinsic faith, when one engages in Vijyata Sukriti, that awakens my faith, such that when there is sadhusanga, when a Sankirtan devotee comes along and offers me a book, I'll pick it, or I'll chant the holy name, like you heard Vijitatma describing. If you have a question, hand me the paper afterwards. Make it look more quickly. Akilinar?
So, I should have Nishikata, the Nishikata picked and then for understanding.
That's Bhajana Kriya. And Citra. Number 10. That's one question wrong. Number 10. Are we ready for number 10?
Yeah.
True or false? True. Discussion? Yes. Shh. Please. Yes? Okay, faith is so important in devotional service that by faith alone one can advance all the way to the stage of prema. With faith, when I have the association of a sadhu, with faith I'll take proper value or advantage of that opportunity. And when they give some instruction in devotional practice, because there's some faith, I'll take that up. And they explain that there are various anarthas, and I'll be very vigilant because I have some faith to remove those anarthas, and so on, progressively. Many hands up. Yes.
I agree with everything you just said. I'm wondering about the wording. When you just faith is so important in devotional service, if I faith alone, you didn't mention that. But I have faith and associating with the advanced order.
That's what I meant by the question. If it was confusing because of the wording, then mark it right. The main thing that I want to accomplish with these exams is not to put people against the wall. The main thing is to review points that we've made. So if you understood in that way, then you're right. It's not just by faith in the wilderness. But the point that I was making, the point that I was making from the question is that faith is such an important thing. I mentioned it during class, during our discussion, but here's the point. Faith is so important in the whole process of making advancement that faith alone can carry one. In other words, just as we were also discussing, if one is very, very sincere, Krishna will send. Even in the wilderness, somehow one will get the opportunity to associate. And when that association is there, the faithful person will, everything will follow. Krishna reciprocates with one who is faithful.
Is there more lessons?
Sure, why not? Miriam, then that would be it.
I could quote because I was thinking of my brother. He's very faithful and he believes that the faith alone is all the way to heaven. And he's a Christian. And he always tells me, if you have enough faith to go back to heaven, and he said, if he feels that I don't have enough faith, that's why I don't take up Christianity. And he does have, he really has faith. But
none,
you know,
you
never had the
birth of the
Vaishnava.
Okay, then we have to...
Isn't it true
that
you get the
mercy of the Vaishnava? Yeah. Here's another answer to that. Such a faithful person who has the association of a devotee and doesn't take advantage of that association of devotee, what does that tell you about their faith? In Nectar Devotion, there is some explanation given that in impersonal practice, if one has no opportunity for or access to association of devotee, that's better than nothing. But the real test is when the opportunity does come to take it. We all have faith in something, but when Krishna becomes revealed through the agency of a devotee or through the agency of scripture, then the person with proper faith will take that. We discussed this, I remember, your brother. Right. Well, Krishna's in their heart, and there's lots of devotees on the planet. Another Priya?
It was more of a special call. I was thinking that reminds me of the fact that we wouldn't be able to reach
China. Right. That's correct. That's a good answer.
There was something else I thought she was addressing, one other side of her brother's position, which is that, you know, by Christians, and I say by faith alone, by works.
Right.
So, what about that?
Yep. It's the same as the subject, because it's through the Vaishnavas. Krishna's mercy is dispensed through a Vaishnava.
Can I ask a question back on number 6?
Sure.
This is sort of philosophical. I honestly didn't quite remember the technical answer. I put down prema. But what I was thinking was, if in Bhava there's no anarthas, and Bhava is spontaneous, why don't we do Bhava and go to prema as well? Just for the further maturity.
For the what?
Just further maturity. Isn't it further development to...
Well, that was one of the discussion questions that someone asked. What's the difference between bhava and prema? Because that's kind of what we're talking about here. Right?
Yeah, I guess bhava is just a spontaneous... Yeah.
Bhava, the emphasis... several things can be said. The emphasis in bhava is the state of emotion, the emotional ecstasy of... linking with Krishna, and from this bhava stage so many bodily transformations and anubhavas come. In the stage of prema, now this is an answer to your discussion question that you had asked. There's a very nice and simple definition of prema. When one's desire to love Krishna in one's particular relationship becomes intensified, this is known as pure love of Godhead.
What page is that?
143. So, it's said in the bhava stage, one's rasa, one of the five relationships, becomes initially manifest. When that becomes intensified, that's prema. So, and then the emphasis in the beginning stage is entering into and tasting that emotional state of ecstatic attraction for Krishna, or ecstatic love for Krishna, where that becomes intensified. And then there's so many divisions of prema, sneha, and many, mahabhava. Are we okay with this question? We can go on. we have half a minute.
Oh, really?
The cause of unsteadiness in devotional service is? A number of answers are suitable.
Radhika
Raman?
Lack of faith.
Lack of faith?
Laxness?
Anarthas.
Unsteady
practices? Well. That's kind of silly, isn't it? Yes.
Material desire.
Material desires with this question.
I put uncontrolled mind and senses.
Yeah. I was thinking of functional service as opposed to all of a sudden devotion and service. Unsteadiness in service is caused by unsteadiness in
devotional practice.
Practice meaning sudden.
Okay.
Practical.
Okay. Okay. Say it again now? Insufficient effort, yeah. Okay, I'm going to skip 12 and 13 and leave that to your private life and devotional service. Extra credit number 14. Did anybody know it? Niyama something. Good. Niyama Akshama. Half right. Half credit. Number 15. What is the best method for overcoming number 14 above? Best method. Tantra. You don't know. Pray for Krishna's mercy. That's a nice one because we discussed it. Actually, you put that somewhere in your notes. Page 91 of Nectar Devotion. The Tatpenu Kampam Susamikamana, expecting Krishna's mercy all the while. Keep trying, expecting Krishna's mercy. Handwriting? I couldn't hear because of competition on the other side. Jiva Goswami, go ahead. Yeah, this is a nectar devotion formula. If the standard is something up here and I'm down here, actually Krishna Kripam brought this out also in our discussion, and you do something at some level and do it consistently. And gradually increase, like if we say someone, it'd be nice if you can chant 16 rounds, but start with one. And do it every day. And then two, and then... You had a prayer? You... No. Miriam? Speak up.
The golden young is decided to enjoy by simple application and
I didn't hear it.
To go beyond the desire to enjoy Krishna's
mercy, to act. Like those kinds of answers, like this other one of, you know, material desires and being unable to control the mind and senses, those are very general. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's in the ballpark. I think we're going to let everybody use their good judgment. Use your good judgment. Use your good judgment. Number
15. I have a question.
I put offenseless chanting.
Associated in regards to number 14, what would you give the English of Niyama Akshama? What is the English of Niyama Akshama?
Niyama Akshama. Oh, ladies. The question was, what's the meaning of Niyama Akshama if you were to say it in English? Here's...
Well, Niyama is like...
Yeah.
Do's and don'ts.
Well, specifically, it's the things to do. Yama and Niyama.
Right.
Akshama... irresolute. Irresolved in things that are to be done. Making some acknowledgement of something to be done and being unresolved or irresolved about it.
Can that be increased through effort alone?
Yes.
So then you could say that it's also a lack of effort?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Moving right along, number 16. B. Any discussion?
B is in
Balaram. B was a real popular one. For this, yeah. 17. No discussion with 16? Yes?
Mercy.
Louder.
How can it be performed by Kanishka? If you ask me to the Uttama statement,
say it again. Could you two stop talking? There's a difference between Uttama Adhikari, which you see in A, which is part of the chain of Kanishta Majjhima Uttama Adhikari, Kanishta Adhikari, Majjhima Adhikari, Uttama Adhikari. And the whole topic of nectar devotion is Uttama Bhakti, beginning from Adau Shraddha, the very neophyte stage. Or one's just wandering around in the wilderness and they've accumulated some Ajnata Sukriti and they meet a sadhu. So the very neophyte stage, one can be engaged in Uttama Bhakti. I'll explain. My beginning in devotional service may be, I know that I have so many distractions and desires and what have you. But I have some faith. I've heard from Rupa Goswami that one can reach love of God by following this path of Uttama Bhakti. Jnana karma jinavatam anukoyenanu krishnanu shimanam bhaktir uttama, Uttama Bhakti. I recognize I have things that don't belong there, but I'm cultivating that kind of bhakti that is to rid myself. In other words, I'm not taking up devotional service to begin with the understanding that I'm really going to get a good payoff in the end. I'm going to get lots of punya points, go enjoy like anything in this life. So many ideas that people may have about approaching worship of Vishnu or Krishna, and I'll be, you know, a better person. And because I'm a better person, I'll enjoy better. I'll come, offer my respects to the deity, put some donation in the hundi box, calculating I'll get it back 100 times more. Good investment. And leave. Not with that idea, but although I may have tendencies for such things, I'm following Rupa Goswami's teaching and very carefully weeding out those desires. For jnana and karma. Even a neophyte, the unripened mango is another stage of the ripened mango. Follow. Prema bhakti follows from the neophyte stage through the madhyama stage into the uttama stage of uttama bhakti. Seventeen. The answer is C. Any discussion?
What is Ragat?
Yeah. Ragat Nika is the name of the eternal associates of Krishna in Vrindavan. It's described in Nectar Devotion. A Raganuga is the follower of the Ragat Nika, eternally perfected souls. And other than that, one cannot enter into this Raganuga stage. Anything? Okay. Number 18. B, as in Balaram. Well, discussion?
I put A.
And you want to explain why you put A?
It says qualitative devotional service is more important than quantitative devotional activity.
As a standalone statement.
So if I chant one good round, that's it.
I was thinking in terms of book distribution.
As a standalone statement, it's not necessarily true.
Well, it's, as a standalone statement, it's not necessarily true.
Well, if it stands,
you understand. Our time is up. You understand the point. No.
It can be considered correct.
If you want a good grade, we'll consider it correct. Try to understand what our discussion is here.
I was just saying, what we, you know, we've heard you can't hire Krishna once purely.
Yeah. Right.
Or if you clean the floor and sincere and pure, it's better than being a big time president.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's what I was thinking.
Fine. Good. Anyone else? Any more discussion on this? You guys speak up because we have competition.
Why not the quality and quantity in devotional practices are not, you know, equal important? Why not that one?
Well, then you have to argue with Akhiladhar because he says A is right.
What's one of the things that is simultaneous one of
the different things? Anyone else? Johnson?
I was put A because I thought, like, sometimes people get sick, or sometimes they're very sick and they can't really do much, but, you know, I don't know how you were thinking about it. Maybe thinking, like, you can always be active, like, even in your mind, you can be praying or...
No, what I was thinking is that I've all too often heard people say that it's something like D. And if one is not doing devotional service in a qualitative manner, then better not to do it at all. Or, you know, I chant when I'm inspired to do it because that's really important chanting, and otherwise it's, what's the use of just chanting 16, you know, rounds of syllables or working very hard and then 10 years later you leave? Jiva? Here comes the next teacher. I think I have to move along here. I have so many things, so many references to... Come on in. Bring your class in too. We'll have a nice discussion. So many topics I wanted to discuss, but we won't be able to do it. We'll skip 19, although that would be a nice topic to discuss. 20. C. I want to read something. I discussed this question. I discussed this question with Sanskrit Maharaj yesterday. The answer A, which says learning about Shraddha Prema is to provide a framework for the uninitiated devotees to be able to check out prospective spiritual masters. In Gopi Pranadana also. Here's Sanskrit Maharaj's main reply in this, and that is that the first thing to consider on this topic is by what standards should we evaluate? Who is qualified to evaluate? And first, one should be cautious. There are the Kanishtha is not qualified. The Uttama, by nature, the Uttama is seeing, Uttama Adhikari, is seeing everyone engaged in Krishna service except for myself. And this is discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The elevated devotee thinks that everyone else is a devotee except Adhikari isn't thinking that way. So it's the Madhyama. Then amongst Madhyamas, It's the Uttama Madhyama who is most qualified for making these kinds of evaluations. And a neophyte devotee is not, should understand, I'm not so qualified to make these kinds of evaluations. I have to learn the standard, and one of the main benefits for this learning of the standard is question C. There are some verses, a nice purport. You know, it would be nice to be able to discuss this on the Schmidt, because we're already over time. You can look up later in Adi Lila, chapter 1, verses 44, 45, and 46. The verses where how the disciple sees his spiritual master are discussed. Krishnadas Kaviraj writes, although I know that my spiritual master is a servitor of Sri Chaitanya, I know him also as a plenary manifestation of the Lord. According to the deliberate opinion of all revealed scriptures, the spiritual master is none different from Krishna. Lord Krishna, in the form of the spiritual master, delivers his devotees. The Prabhupada writes, this is how a disciple who wants to advance nicely should regard a spiritual master. Not put him on the, you know, the litmus scale and see what, you know, what level his realization comes out.
What chapter was that? Adi chapter 1.
Anyway, there's no time for other nice discussions. I think the best thing to do with the exams is from 0 to 5, you can give some grade, hand them in. I'd like to read the comments on 19 and 12 and 13. And then you'll get your grade, along with all the other grades, back in the mail, along with this paper. Any questions about this?
So we should grade them.
Huh?
We should grade them.
Yeah, grade them.
And we will get them back.
You will get the papers back.
Put this to a card and someone will get afterwards.
Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, if Sridhar Maharaj will give me 5 minutes or 10 minutes or something, I just want to read 19 mainly. Yes? Can you? Well, whoever's paper you're grading, their name has to be on the top. No? No? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.